The Hong Kong chief executive is urging residents to stay at home and refrain from social gatherings. Carrie Lam says on Tuesday that the next 2 weeks will be crucial to containing a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections in the city. Hong Kong reported 76 new cases on Monday, bringing the total to more than 6,300. Last week, 87 new cases were reported on average daily, of which 90% were locally transmitted. The Chinese ambassador to Canada has held a telephone conversation with Huawei's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou. Song Peiwu reiterated that China will earnestly urge Canada to release Meng as soon as possible and ensure her safe return to China. The Chinese premier is calling on the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to foster a secure and stable development environment. Addressing the latest meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of SCO member states via video link, Li Keqiang also called for joint efforts to consolidate integrated development, leverage the catalytic role of sci-tech innovation, and pursue people-centered cooperation. He called on SCO members to continue to carry out joint counterterrorism exercises and cooperation on de-radicalization, effectively deal with new challenges such as cyber-terrorism, and jointly safeguard data security. He also called for supporting Afghanistan's national reconciliation process and helping the country restore stability and development at an early date. Dr. Scott Atlas has resigned as special advisor to President Donald Trump on coronavirus. He's repeatedly downplayed the importance of face masks and said lockdowns had been an epic failure in stopping the spread of the virus. His views have been sharply criticized by public health experts, including leading U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled his economic team, nominating former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to lead the Treasury Department. If confirmed by the Senate, Yellen would be the first woman to serve as U.S. Treasury Secretary. Biden also selected the President and CEO Neera Tanden of the Center for American Progress as Director of the Office of Management and Budget, while Cecilia Rouse from the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs was named to lead the White House Council of Economic Advisors. The U.S. state of Arizona has certified its election results, confirming President-elect Joe Biden's victory over incumbent President Donald Trump and granting the state's 11 electoral votes to the former vice president. A top Iranian security official has accused Israel of using electronic devices to kill top nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Supreme National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamhani made comments at a funeral of Fakhrizadeh, who was killed on Friday. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire on the scientist, killing him. Israel, who has long been suspected of killing Iranian nuclear scientists over the last decade, has declined to comment on the attack. Fakhrizadeh founded Iran's military nuclear program in the 2000s. Tehran has maintained that its nuclear activities are peaceful. The first weekly decline in global COVID-19 cases since September has appeared. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decline came mainly thanks to a drop in cases in Europe. But the WHO official warns that caution is still needed. He urged people to be careful during the festive season. WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan says governments need to consider how best to reduce contact between people to prevent the spread of COVID-19.